This is Hunt for Beer, where homebrewers and professionals give you the story behind their brew.
Yeah, I'm with Chris from Central State Brewing.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
So you're down in Louisville to launch your new beer.
We're down in Louisville today. We're launching Central State Brewing with Dauntless Distributing here in Louisville. We're from Indianapolis, Indiana. We're a 100% bread-focused brewing. All of our beers are currently fermented with 100% Brettanomyces. It's a house strain we've developed over the last 2 years. We've been preparing to launch. Launched our beers in May of 2015, so relatively new. We have three beers down with us today. We have our house beer, which is a 4% rustic blonde. It's going to be really dry. It's low attenuation, nice summer beer. It's got a ton of flavor packed into a small beer. We also have our house Brett Pale, which is 100% fermented Brett with the same strain. That beer is 5.5%, and that's a traditional American hops with Cascade and Columbus hops. We also have some nice English profile to it. So you see a lot of biscuit malt, rye malt shine through all that. And our third beer we have today is a dry hop version of our house beer. It's called House Party Volume 1, and that is a mosaic dry hop rustic blonde. And the goal of the House Party series is to go ahead and use a different dry hop every time. So we started with Mosaic for the first time, and we used just a metric ton of hops in there. We'll probably move on to adding some Galaxy hops as a dry hop, and continue doing that. And in addition, with the house beers, we will also be adding some fruit and other things here in the future. So we should make our way down to Louisville here in the next 3 to 6 months as well.
Cool. So, for our drinkers who aren't brewers, Brett, explain that, and
sure.
More so, what are we going to taste?
Sure. Brettanomyces is a different kind of yeast, similar to how most beers are brewed with brewer's yeast, known as Saccharomyces. This is a more traditional wild strain, frequently seen in Belgium. It has a lot to do with the character of a lot of traditional farmhouse beers that you'll see in the Flanders area of Belgium. And the difference is that this, being a wild yeast, is a little bit less understood, it's a little less researched, and the main flavor characteristics you get are that you get a lot more fruitiness, you get a little bit more dryness as it tends to eat a lot more of the sugar in beer, and you will also tend to get a little bit more complexity. Sometimes they're used in sour beers. That's not necessarily the case with our beers right now, because the sour beers take a little bit of bacteria also to ferment with them. And it's also infrequently used as the first yeast that you'll ferment with. So when we add that yeast in at the first step, it tends to be a little bit more muted from what you're usually used to in a Brettanomyces fermented beer. We're trying to do nice, sessionable, approachable beers. But also trying to do something that has a little bit more complexity for that same approachable character as well.
And you were also talking about earlier that you're doing a lot of stuff with wood, a lot of stuff with some fruit.
Sure, yeah. We have started off, we are doing all of our fermentation to start in stainless steel. From previous experience at our previous positions, we all enjoy a lot of oak aged, a lot of barrel aged beers, and we'll continue with that to add those beers in and start doing a lot more. We have a lot of beers in oak already, resting in barrels before we're ready to launch those. And along with that, we also have about 10 barrels of our house beer that we have fermented on peaches and apricots, and 10 barrels also on a couple hundred pounds of raspberries. So we'll have the raspberry and peach beers out very soon as well. So kind of interest is doing some beers that, you know, I think anybody can drink, but adding a little bit to them. I don't think we're trying to do gimmicks, but at the same time, make sure that the beers have some variety and kind of fill a space that doesn't get filled by small beers. Because you tend to see a lot of those big ingredients filled into 10% beers. And I think a 4% beer with some raspberries is a pretty cool idea.
I like it.
Yeah.
So you've got a launch, you had two launch parties, one last night at Knock Bar, and tonight you're here at the beer store downtown.
So Michael at Dauntless Distributing, we partnered with him to distribute statewide in Kentucky. And we wanted to just get off on a nice step up tonight. Knock Bar and Louisville Beer Store are two of the places that whenever we're in town, we love to come down and drink at. And we're excited to launch our beers down here for another market, too. So we're in Indianapolis right now, statewide throughout Indiana, and also going to be statewide in Kentucky, starting in Louisville and kind of moving out from there. So.
Super. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.